prostate sounds like.
Oh yes, sweetheart. Hold on.
Place of hell is basically the place of cleaning of yourself. It's like when you die, your soul gets put in the washing machine, and it's getting clean, and it's getting clean, and it's getting clean, and it's getting clean, and it's getting clean.
Watchmen Radio. Watchmen Radio.
Representing East Coast Watchmen Radio.
You there?
Yes. How are you?
Brother Alan is here, and I believe we got Wolfenstein back in the house. Wolfenstein, are you here?
Hey, Rich. Yeah, I'm on. Thanks for having me up today.
Oh, yeah. Wolfenstein is back in the house. We're going to be touching on some scripture here in a minute, but... and also play a little bit of a clip that I found pretty alarming. I'm representing Florida. These guys are up in New York. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Great state of New York.
New York, too? Okay.
Yes, me also. Okay.
Remember one thing.
You think you're too cool for school, but I got a news flash for you, Walter Cronkite.
This bottom shelf plastic vodka bottle recycled.
You aren't.
And that's a reminder to you that you're just not too cool for school. I happen to be too cool for school, all right?
That's nice, Richard. Anything else?
Hold on one second. I got to let this cat out.
Richard, one second you're too cool for school. The next second you're being a servant to your cat. Give me a break.
Spicy today, aren't you? Weasel.
The cat? Huh? Yeah. Horrible, aren't they?
Alan, I think, has had more than his cup of Java today.
Yeah,
what's going on?
He's on like that octane drink right now. All right, so we want to touch on some stuff. We got Wolfenstein back, which was unusual. He hasn't been on with us in 4 months, I think. Right, Alan?
Yeah, he is up all night working and what?
Yeah, business has been brutal.
What? Yeah,
sorry.
Well, in his defense, we were talking to him the other night, I'm sorry, and he thought it was 2 days earlier in the morning.
It's because he works all night.
So he's the topic of the show, confusion, this... mystery Babylon spirit that's manifesting in the land. I'm going to play that clip in a minute because on the video, on Rumble, if you're there, there are some benefits to listening to us on Rumble because sometimes we play these clips or whatnot. But in this case, I'm going to play the clip which is happening right down in Florida here where the fish are spinning around upside down. And the swordfish are going around. They're dying. They're going around in circles. And I just feel prophetically, you know, it's the confusion that's going on in the world, okay, guys, with the mutilation of children, you know, severing the penis, injecting into their testicles, arresting the parents when they won't get transgendered. All this chaotic nonsense that the satanic libtards, that's what I've called them for many years. Many of you know that. And they are satanic libtards. All right. So They're perverting the children. And you might say, well, where's the where's the millstone going to start hanging? I got news for you. The place in hell these people are descending to is so terrifying. And it's not like the hell you hear about from apostates where you go get cleansed and all that. You know, they twist scripture. They go into the Strong's. And boom, hey, look at me. I got a new doctrine. No, you don't. You're just a nutbag. Okay? Eternal damnation is real, and I got news for you. These folks perverting the children are going there. Okay? You're not going to get cleansed in hell. Marty, are they getting cleansed in hell like the fake-ass Jew says?
Well, you know, the word of God is very clear that hell, Gehenna, the lake of fire, was created for Satan and his angels as a place of eternal destruction and judgment. And the lost, they choose to go there as well, but there's no redemption in hell. Redemption is in the Lord Jesus Christ and the atoning blood. Now, either you submit to God and you obey the gospel of Christ, or you end up lost in hell, because that's the destination of the human race without Christ. So no, there's no redemption in hell. There's no refiner's fire in hell, twisting the word of God. There is no cleansing of the hands in eternal hellfire. There is just eternal torment. The scriptures say the worm of their torment dieth not. And it says also the smoke of their torment shall rise forever and ever. You know, there's hell is to be feared. It's a place of judgment, eternal damnation, and eternal torment. There's nothing good about it, and no, you don't want to ever go there, because you're never coming out if you do. And, Rich, what's your thoughts on that? They make hell as a temporary place. It's temporary to them. You know, you get released. It's kind of remedial, like a correctional facility. That's what they've twisted the word of God to say.
Well, you're messing with the Hebrew hillbilly's doctrine, because he's saying you're going to go get cleansed there. But Jesus, you know, just reminded me, it does say to fear that he who after he's killed you can cast you into hell. So if you're going to be cast into cleansing, what, you know, why would you fear that? That don't make sense. So I just think talking about the hillbilly Hebrew might invoke him right now, and I hope he's not listening, you know? Oh, no. What's that? Oh, no. That sounds like a chauffeur.
So is it an Ewok or the
hillbilly
planet of the
Apes? Hillbilly Mullet. Hebrew. Unseen.
Oh, boy. Sounds like he just buzzed us there. Did you hear him?
Sort of.
I heard a chauffeur, and I heard what sounded like the hillbilly Hebrew. Man, that was scary. you didn't hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah, we heard that.
Don't mention his name, please, guys.
What is the inspiration of this doctrine, because it's spreading rapidly? Of course, you know, I got a friend down in South America, and his version of the cleansing fires of hell is that it's God's refiner's fire, you know, that it's going to refine you. And then again, the same damnable lie that hell is a temporary remedial place where people go to get cleansed of their sin. But the word of God is very clear that we get cleansed from sin through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, through the atoning blood. There is no remission of sin.
It doesn't even make sense.
Except for the shedding of blood.
The verse I just gave about fear him that after he's killed you has the power to cast you into hell. So why would you fear going into cleansing? It don't make sense.
Exactly. You know? Because the scripture is clear that it's a place of torment. An eternal destruction.
Why wouldn't you want
not
to be
a place of cleansing? Yeah. It's got to be the most serious form of delusion. When it talks about I will pour out strong delusion, it's got to be the most serious
form of strong delusion that Satan has ever created. You know, it's so far off. I mean, hell, a place of cleansing? You know, you've got to be reprobate, you know, somewhat mentally ill to think that the fires of hell is going to be a good thing and going to cleanse you. That's crazy. I say mental illness.
Alan, go ahead.
It's a pretty strong delusion, but once saved, always saved is also up there in terms of strong delusions. But I'm not trying to derail this conversation, but just to take a brief segue. Yeah.
Are you trying to delusional doctrine one-up Wolfenstein?
Well, yes, but it's a really good
oh,
one.
Man.
And let's get back to what we were talking about. Sorry, Wolfenstein.
Whoa.
Well, he Alan, you know, it is.
The
OSIS is a seriously delusional doctrine. There's no question.
He was churning in the background. He was churning in the background, listening to you. And he's like, you know what? Let me lay this one out here. I have a bigger delusion. OSIS. And then he chimes in and he disappears.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Listen. These fish are spinning around down here, guys. They're spinning upside down and dying all over the place down in Florida. Nobody's talking about this. Okay, I'm going to play the video on Rumble. I mean, you'll see it on Rumble if you're watching now. If you're still listening on the podcast, that's fine. You can find it on YouTube. Just type in bizarre fish spinning Florida, I guess, so it would come up. But let me play the segment of these. This is bizarre. That's what it's called. Bizarre fish behavior. Now, and they're dying. They're spinning around upside down. They're going up and around and upside down. And I'm saying to myself, there's so much confusion. Like my mother would call me. She goes, everything's upside down. Everybody keeps saying that. And I'm saying, yeah, it is upside down because the power of the satanic libtards is manifesting wildly. Wildly. Now, you know my plan, Croc Lake. You put them in the lake with crocodiles and it's done. You're feeding God's creatures. And literally it says the righteous regard the life of beasts in the Bible. So, I mean, if they're going to keep killing children, Croc Lake them. If they're going to keep chopping, I just saw a girl, a little girl, they forced her to be a boy, and she's all messed up from it now. She's like a couple years older, and they injected her with all these things, and she's suicidal now, wants to, you know, it's not normal. Leave the kids alone! What the frick is going on here, man? And this is exactly what they want to do to keep stealing elections. They love it. They love shoving this stuff in it. We're gonna chop off penises. You're not going to be able to do nothing. Because we're going to steal. We use China to steal the elections. We're bringing in hundreds of thousands of Chinese nationalists with thousands upon thousands of fake, legitimate-looking IDs in swing states. What are you going to do about it? Capture these Chinese and croc-lake them, too. This has got to stop, bruh. Now, let me play this. This is upside down, people.
Hey, Richard.
Stop it. What?
Along with the fact that they're mutilating children, it's only hipster, woke, liberal, Democrat women in blue cities that somehow have all the so-called trans children. Gee, I wonder why. Maybe they're trying to one-up each other with how woke and trendy they are by forcing their children to swap genders. And it's what it really is these liberal women are crying out for attention and they're mutilating their own children to get it. It's like I think it's called Munchausen by proxy, where you damage someone else or your own child just to get attention. So that's what these women are competing in to see who can be the wildest case of Munchausen by proxy, crying out for attention by destroying their own children. It's really sad. So, amen.
It's sad, but it's also a sign of this bizarre upside downness. Like the fish, we're hurting the fish by allowing satanic libtards to prosper. You are killing fish. How about that? How do you feel about that? Because the insanity is manifesting in the world. The nature is now being affected by the insanity. When you have this much insanity, where now homeless vets are thrown in the streets, they can't get food, but migrants are coming over with $5,000 gift cards in the best hotels. My mother says they're driving around in brand new trucks. Like these little Pablo guys, they come over and they have to use cushions to see over the steering wheel. They're flying around in these brand new trucks. Where are they getting all the money? What's going on here, man?
Well, you have one kid that's a citizen that was born here on the soil, and they get Social Security benefits out of the one kid. And then the parents are custodians, so I think they get EBT cards. And then if they ever get a job, they don't pay for health insurance. It's just free from
the
government.
They don't pay for health insurance. I know that for a fact, Alan.
There you go.
Alan. I know it for a fact. Because at Maria's job, they make fun of her because she has to pay it. You know the Dreamers? You ever hear of Dreamers?
Yeah. All the time.
Okay. Well, guess what? The Dreamers don't pay health insurance. They're on U.S. health care or something. And because Congress never gave them a position in society, they're on this perpetual... Why would you want to come off that? You're getting free health care forever. So, this is what's going on, guys. Upside down chaos. We gave you a picture of it, what they're doing to the children, okay? They're replacing folks, kicking people. There was nurses over there in Westchester. They call them traveling nurses. They threw them out in the street with their bags, and they brought in all these migrants because they're getting tons of money, the hotel owners, from the migrants. The government's paying the hotels. So this is why they don't want Trump in there. Trump's going to stop all this nonsense, and they love this chaos. They love the migrants running around killing people. We just had another migrant rape a 15-year-old girl 2 days ago, and guess what? That migrant's from Haiti, which they're all coming over in boats over here and out in Florida. They're trying to breach the shore of Florida. They want to come in with thousands of boats. I mean, this is unheard of what we're seeing here. This is an invasion. And they're giving them money. They're flooding these people with, this is upside down. It doesn't make any sense. You got a veteran. He lost his leg in Korea. And now he's in the wheelchair on the sidewalk. Because they're bringing the migrants in. They're getting more money. Now he's got to go find a home, that guy. I saw it on the news. They're throwing people out. They're getting more money from the government. To house the migrants. The owners of the hotels are not saying, hey, let's not kick out old George from the Korean War and those nurse traveling nurses because they're good people. They do good things. They have done good things. No. The greed takes over and they're like, wow, we're getting triple the amount to bring in migrants. Screw them. Kick old George out with the one leg out in the street. Kick all the traveling nurses out. Who needs them? Bringing the migrants. They're being paid. Now, this is crazy. This is, you ever see Invasion of the Body Snatchers? This is Invasion of the Pablo Snatchers. You're waking up one day and there's a Pablo pod in your bed. He's got a little mustache. So, guys, let me play this. This is alarming because the chaos and, like my mother said, the upside downness is now the fish are upside down. Literally. Literally. You're going to see it right now. If you're watching on Rumble, I'm going to figure out how to play this right now. Okay? Let me switch over to desktop. Yeah. Okay, we're on desktop. I'm going to play this now because this is...
Get the dogs out.
Something bizarre is happening to the fish in the Lower Keys.
So we have a very bizarre, a very strange story taking place in Florida. And I know what you're probably saying, really mental horror, a strange story taking place in Florida. What's next? You're going to tell us the sky is blue? But this video is not about a Florida man or a skunk ape sighting. This video happens to be about fish. Fish located in a very eerie part of Florida. The fish in the Florida Keys, more so the Big Pine area, which is essentially a part of the Bermuda Triangle, are acting very odd. They're acting very erratic. Nobody has an answer. Scientists came out to this location, they studied this location, and they are absolutely stumped. Now, I'm going to go ahead and play this news story from Local News 10, and then I'm going to go ahead and give my take at the end and kind of theorize as to what's happening here.
Now at 6 o'clock, there's a growing marine mystery in the Florida Keys. People are reporting that they have seen many species of fish acting very erratically, and even worse, endangered sawfish have been found dead. So what could be causing all this? Local 10's Louis Aguirre traveled to Big Pine Key to find out. Louis.
I can tell you that since December, FWC officers have been working with researchers and fishing guides and scientists from Florida Gulf Coast University testing and sampling these waters. But as of tonight, they are no closer to finding out why this is happening.
Get the dogs out.
Something bizarre is happening to the fish in the Lower Keys.
That's not something I've ever seen fish do. Ever.
Since December, 20 critically endangered small-tooth sawfish have been reported dead, according to the latest numbers from FWC.
This is a very large species, and the size of the sawfish we're seeing coming inshore and eventually dying.
And it's not just sawfish. More than a dozen species of all sizes, from pinfish to grouper, have been observed acting erratically, spinning, and clearly distressed. And longtime residents, like technical diver...
All right, so I played a little bit of that segment. If you guys want to see that yourself, check it out. But, you know, the point of playing that is that the insanity that's being impregnated into the world by satanic libtards being able to spawn themselves and flourish is affecting the world. It's affecting children. It's affecting everyone. The satanic beings, the spawns, the tares. Okay, guys, this is a prophetic sign of the times. And you might say, Babylon, mystery Babylon, rising. Yes. Yes, it is. Because Babylon means confusion. Babylon means confusion. And you might say, there's so much confusion. People look at this, they think that's flat. They see this, they say that's changed. There's so much of unleashing of demonic powers on the earth right now. You look at things that we knew and remembered and scriptures that we knew and remember. I was listening to Psalms the other day. I don't ever remember that Psalm. It used to say silver as refined in a furnace of fire. Now it says silver refined in a furnace of the earth. I don't remember that. I never remember that.
Yeah, I don't remember that either.
I'm sitting around. I had to replay it because I listened to Psalms every day. For years, and I kind of know them because I'm listening for so many years, and I hear furnace of earth. It changed. Furnace of earth? No. It never said furnace of earth. So now I'm like, that's confusing to me. Children being turned, genders being switched. They're confused. They grow up a little older, and they're like, Daddy, why'd you make me a girl? You know, and their penis is gone. And now they're suicidal. You think the devil's just laughing at this? Because they're allowed to flourish. The satanic beings are creating so much of an imbalance in the world and this heavenly around us, the lower heavenly around us. The structure of satanic powers is increasing. It's fuel, rocket fuel for demonic powers. And the breach on these children is great. Because if you're a spiritual covering over your children, and you are, and you're allowing the Jezebelic wife to say, yes, make Sally a man. You know, make you know, lulalu. You know, they change. They're just, it's so insane, this woke twitness. And what do the woke twits want? They want you in a battery. A battery. A battery that when it gets cold, you can't move. And then you freeze. And then they don't want you to eat normal food. They want you to eat bugs. These people are insane. They're an insane projection on the earth. If you were to take like two or three satanic libtards, let's say there's a society never inhabited by the outskirts of man, or a planet. Let's just hypothetically, there's a planet and they're happy and they go around. They got little cars. They got the food. They're happy. If you were to fly in like Planet of the Apes on that little ship and just drop in three libtards, they would wipe out that entire planet in about 4 to 5 years. They would have the people with penises chopped off. They'd have everybody eating weird things. They would have them with batteries. You can't move around. You're freezing to death. You got no battery power. You can't have tanks. They want to put the tanks and the military on batteries. You can't do this. These people are insane. Nobody wants your batteries. Okay? You're insane. Take your batteries and your bug-eating banana heads and get the hell out of here. You satanic spawns. And I'll say what I'm going to say. I'm on Rumble. I don't care if I'm going to be banned. I'm not on YouTube anymore, man. Isn't that right, Alan?
That's right. We can say what we want. And more on the whole battery thing, battery-powered tanks. The amount of energy in a Tesla battery is a fraction of what's in a tank of gas. And in the military, you want to be able to have diesel-powered tanks that can plow through anything, that they can go top speed for hours and hours and hours. An electric car, if you race it around a racetrack, it can only go its top speed for about 2 laps. And then it's just, you know, it slows down. Whereas you got a gas-powered car, you can go full throttle until you're practically out of gas. So these Democrats that have no idea that electric performance is inferior to gas or diesel performance, they're espousing this stuff and they have no clue what they're asking for. So they need to be ignored or stopped. Amen.
Well, Alan, the satanic spawns don't understand that these data centers they have in Georgia, these big cloud centers, we know the clouds, they're running into problems right now because AI is starting to take off now. And it was just, I just saw an article on it that they don't know what they're going to do because they don't have enough power. It's either let the people have their lights on or let AI run. That's where they're at, because it would take one entire nuclear power plant to power these cloud centers that are now introducing AI, okay? Which incidentally is to also replace us. This is all about replacing us with the satanic migrants coming on with Santeria and all that witchcraft coming over here, taking the money, draining the SS, Social Security, making us eat. What is a satanic libtard's plan for your life? I want to write a book, The Satanic Spawns of Satan Libtard's Plan for Your Life, Volume 1. Okay? And I'll tell you, it's to mutilate your children, sever the penis, inject them, take your guns, take your freedom, dictate to you, ban you, shadow ban you. You can't do nothing. Maybe do a raid on you, a couple raids. Maybe arrest you, put you in an underground cell. If you do anything, they'll make a law to get you like they're doing to Trump. They made a law to get him in New York. They just make up, they just pull a law out. Make it, hey, let's make a law. They just made a law. These people are sick. You see the changing of law to wear out the saints in the book of Daniel. It's right before your eyes. Now, get you to eat bugs. They want you to eat the bugs. This is what they want. This is what makes them aroused. They're aroused by it. If they could just every night sit there, make them eat the bugs. And then it's just, they're so happy. You know, get the children, get the seven of them. Make them drive batteries. They can't go anywhere. you can't go anywhere. You can't heat yourself. You can't do nothing with the battery. These people are sick. So, I'm telling you right now, you people that vote for libtards, you better rethink what you're doing.
Rich,
because you're
this.
Sitting with these people, okay?
Get this, with the batteries, I just saw a guy, his battery got burned out in his car, and he posted the bill. It was $28,000 for him to get a replacement battery for his electric car, for his heat car. $28,000 to replace his burned out battery. You got to talk about that a little, because people don't realize when they buy these heat cars, the expense involved with maintaining their battery source. And if you have to fix the battery or replace it, which you do after a certain amount of years, it's a $30,000 bill. So much, almost as much as buying a whole gasoline car. You can buy a low, you know, an inexpensive car for $30,000, you know? So buyer beware. The libtards
if you want to replace that battery,
Yeah, people need to be educated. Like, go research how much it costs to put in a replacement battery after your battery burns out. Just like a cell phone, you know, it has a certain limited lifespan, the battery. And after so many charges, it has to be replaced. Just go research how much it is to replace your Tesla battery or any other battery.
Actually, I did some of this research for, I remember a number of years ago, a Toyota Prius hybrid brand new OEM battery was $10,000, but you can get a replacement knockoff, recycled one for $2,500. But recently, I'm going to one up you, Wolfenstein,
there
get this
again.
A Porsche battery. I don't know if it was a Porsche hybrid or a Porsche electric, was a $70,000 battery. So meanwhile, psyoping that I've read until this year about electric cars is that they're so simple. They have like 20 parts versus an engine versus a gasoline engine has 200 parts, and the electric cars are so cheap to run. All the psyoping is about how cheap they are to run, but they leave out the cost of the battery replacement, as we have seen. Amen.
Yeah. And they don't educate people that, like, your gasoline car, you don't replace it every 3 years, you know? It will go for, like, 20 years, no problem. So, you know, you got to factor in, if you're replacing your e-battery every 3 years, like, in 10 years, that's three times. Three times 70,000 is $210,000 just to keep, you know, your vehicle on the road. Think about that. Yeah, you got to replace them like every couple of years.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that's something to research, because, yeah, you don't have all these parts, but, no, you got a big bill coming every 2 to 3 years to put in a new battery.
Yeah.
Good. Not only that, the car is twice as heavy as a normal car. And I don't know. I'm going to put it on the screen now. If you're on Rumble, you can see it. But have you heard
That's going to be dangerous when you got that kind of mass hurling down the highway at 70 miles an hour and runs into another car that's twice as heavy. You're talking no survivors.
Well, not only that, Wolfenstein. they're saying that since they're so heavy, they're wearing out the tires.
This is
and creating quicker. More what they're creating more of a hazard to the atmosphere from the burning tires. Okay, so I'm gonna put on the screen right now. I don't know if you guys saw this, but if you're on Rumble, you'll see that my screen. Okay. All right, so here's McConnell's this is McConnell it's McConnell's sister-in-law, right? She's a billionaire. She's got this beautiful Tesla. She had it. But she backed up and accidentally went into... You ever see those man-made ponds?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Well, guess what? Tesla windows are tempered. They have a sealant on them. And you can't really crack them. And the car sunk within like 2 seconds. It goes bleep because it's so heavy, you remember? So she's dead.
Yeah.
She went right under the water and she could not get out because the car is so heavy. The batteries are so heavy. You know how you remember when you're watching the movies, a car in the water and would kind of float around for a couple minutes? You remember those days?
Yes.
Well, those days are gone.
I wonder if there was some kind of defective performance of the car that it, you know, she couldn't stop it from going into the pond.
Well, you know, her name is Angela Chow. It was in Texas. She backed up, unfortunately, and the car went down, an eyewitness said, within a second, because the thing is so heavy. It's a giant brick. So what I'm trying to say, guys, is what the libtards want for your life is not good. Everything they want for you is not good, including being drowned because the cars also, are so heavy.
Also, another danger of the electric cars is if you need to escape, you just you can't really charge as easily on the road as you can get gas for a gas car on the road. So if you ever need to, God forbid, leave the city, like, hey, there's a tidal wave just started across the ocean. You got 6 hours to get out before you drown. The car you do not want is an electric car because that's gonna run out of juice. What else, Wolfenstein?
Well, you know, when you look at the fatalities on the accidents on highways and you factor in if the vehicle weighs twice the amount, you got twice the amount of energy mass impacting the other car in a collision. So you're going to get like brutal, like accidents, like many, many more fatalities and injuries from heavy. If you double the weight of vehicles, it's going to be extremely dangerous to travel on highways.
Yeah.
Because the mass impact of that vehicle hitting another vehicle is like, it's not double. When you double the weight and you got the speed momentum, it's like multiplied. So you're talking very dangerous vehicles on the highway.
Nobody
as far as collisions.
Nobody wants them. They just won't leave us alone, these people, all right?
Well, it's bad all the way around. Well, I mean, look at this society. We talk about Babylon Rising, right? Okay, so you got the mutilation of children and then them being, like, you know, literally turned upside down from male to female, female to male, which is a degenerate, perverse act, contrary to God's creative genius, contrary to God's love and mercy, contrary to everything good about God, who made them male and female. They come in and say, no, God, that wasn't good enough. We're going to change them from male to female.
Right.
You created a male and female, but no, we're going to pervert your creation and change it
right.
from male to female and female to male. You got that going.
They're putting themselves in place of God, Antichrist, right.
Yeah. It's Antichrist. It's upside down for sure. Everyone can see it. It's like absolutely insanity. Okay, so they're going to try to pervert God's creation. Then at the same time, they're mutilating children. Then you've got all of these crazy laws they're passing for same-sex marriage and all the other perversion that they're spewing.
Banning dishwashers, banning stoves, banning fireplaces, banning this.
Then they want to change your God-given diet and good, wholesome food and the ability to enjoy a good meal and say, no, we've got a better plan than you would have going to the steakhouse or going to out for seafood. We say, eat bugs.
Right.
Bug protein. We got a protein drink for you guys. It's called Roach Drink.
Yeah, they're not eating that. They're eating steaks, man.
Yeah.
Camel Harris. You see that giant gas stove she's got in the house? She's got a giant gas stove.
I figure if the little guy with glasses wants to, you know, put you on a bug diet, if Gates wants everyone on a bug diet, Gates should be leading the way. I mean, he should be like eating at like bug restaurant every night. That's what I want to see. I mean, if the little guy with glasses wants the world on a bug diet, I figure he's got to demonstrate the bug diet to us. So I want to see the dude. We should open up a bug restaurant, right? And we can say, you know, we demand, okay, people like, you know, extreme satanic libtards, like the little boy with glasses. He needs to go eat at a bug shop. We'll call it the bug stop, right? And we can serve him up bug shakes, you know, some rodent shakes and maybe some cockroach lattes.
Yeah, they eat those too. You're right.
Yeah, cockroaches, grasshoppers. Whatever,
yeah, raise your hand, you know, if you had it with libtards. Raise your hand. I've had it,
I'm
man.
I'm raising my hand.
They're not going to make me eat the bug.
I got both hands. Wait, both hands are up.
They're not going to make me eat the bug. They can shove
that bug.
We're not
eating bugs.
And I'm not going to drive around with your battery pack. Take your battery pack, take your bug, and shove it. And stop injecting testicles with chemicals to fry the children's testicles off. You don't do that. You're not. What? Ah! These people are crazy. They need to go into Croc Lake. You get a lake down here in Florida, you put about 2 million crocs in there, and you drop them in there. You don't have to deal with nothing. They're gone. That's my plan. I have a plan, man.
It's getting bad. It's getting bad, bro. You know, I mean, look at this. You got preachers telling the church that hell is a place they need to go to get cleansed.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
is
Could
some
you imagine
good
that?
Thing.
Could you imagine that? David Wilkerson preaching that years ago?
listen, bro, it's just, are we living, no, I'm wondering, is this some kind of mad scientist, like, you know, some kind of sci-fi flick where we got transported into or something? I mean, you got preachers telling the church that they need to go to hell to get their sin eradicated, to get cleansed in hell. At the same time, you got the libtards, you know, whacking penises, turning them into vaginas, and mutilating children. At the same time, you got the little man with glasses trying to put you on a bug diet and tell you that you're better off slurping cockroach slurpees, right?
Dude.
And at the same time, the fish are swimming upside down in circles, and all the salmon are dying. And then over in Asia, fish by the hundreds of millions are beaching themselves like whales. And the whole creation's gone nuts. And they want to make your cars twice as heavy, so, and with no power, and then you got to pay $70,000 to get a new battery every 2 years.
Everything Trump was doing was good. He was putting this country on track. Shutting down all these millions of criminals coming in, all this fentanyl coming in, killing people. Okay, my friend's brother, fentanyl, killed him recently. And, you know, shutting that down is good. What this bonehead banana diaper blower He doesn't even know what's going on. If you would explain it to him, he'd be like, eat his ice cream. I like ice cream. And then he'll poo himself. And then he'll go and take a nap. This is who's working. And if you vote for somebody like that, you're a link in the chain of everything that's happening. Psalms 26.
Well, soon they'll have fake ice cream soon, you know, because all the cattle are dying. Whatever they're doing to the poor cows. I mean, they've corrupted creation. They have perverted God's holy creation. And then, you know, you got Elon has come up with the exit strategy of colonizing Mars. I mean, who wants to get in line to go to Mars? You ever see the surface of Mars?
I might.
These people are insane.
I might go there.
It's a one-way trip to Mars. There's no way to come back from Mars, not in our lifetimes anyway. So I would never want to go there and be stuck.
I'll go there. I don't care.
What are you going to do on Mars?
Yeah.
Yeah, but what are you going to do on Mars?
Get a buggy and drive around. Now, Psalms, can we like read the word of God, please? Now,
okay.
Psalms 26. Now, listen. You have to warn people to stop voting for this insanity. Everything Wolfenstein just said, everything Alan said and I said, should alert you in your spirit and say, yeah, they're kind of right here. Now, Psalms 26, I will not sit with liars. Okay, that's what it says. Verse 4. Now, you're sitting with liars if you vote for this garbage. You are causing this. You are sitting with these lying scum. Now, verse 4 says, I don't sit with liars or go along with these hypocrites. I hate the gathering of those who do evil, and I refuse to join in their wickedness. Okay, let me think about that. If you're aligning yourself with the spawns of Satan, everything Wolfenstein just said in the book I'm going to write, what the life's plan of a satanic libtard has for you, all this stuff, their plans, is not righteous. It is not good. It's godlessness. It's witchcraft. It's confusion. It's control. It's causing the fish to spin around. There's so much chaos spewing in the world right now. Babylon means confusion. And I got news for you. I got news for you. There is great confusion. There is great confusion. What they're doing to the child is confusing. People don't even get it. Some people hear about it and they're like, that can't be true. I'm like, yeah, it is. People hear about the washing machine doctrine of hell. They're like, that's impossible. I won't believe it. Then I play the audio and like, wow, he believes that hell's a washing machine. Yeah, this is what's going on. People are losing it. They're losing it. Now, let me tell you something right now. This battery plan, everybody on batteries, is not working. Is not work. Do you want the battery to heat your house? It's not going to work. You're not going to have a battery heating your house. These people are satanic. They're not of God. They're not of even protecting you. They will let in millions of criminals. Millions of criminals. Raping, pillaging, attacking people, kicking veterans out on the street so they can bring migrants in to replace them because they're getting more money from the Biden administration. How is that not upside down? How is that not confusing when you hear about it? Does that sound confusing to you, Alan?
Yeah, that sounds massively confusing. They should be protecting us from criminal aliens. I hear the crime rate's real low in Venezuela. Gee, why would that be? Well, because they've emptied all their prisons and sent them all here. And so now we got to deal with it here. And can't wait for Trump to be back. And in the meantime, Psalm 91, 1,000 will fall at my left side, 10,000 will fall at my right side, but it will not come near me because thou art with me. I know I met a woman in Jews for Jesus. She prayed Psalm 91 over her son deployed in Iraq, and she said he returned without a scratch. And if it works for her, it'll work for you, and it'll work for me. Amen.
Good word there. Amen.
Thank you. Praise the Lord.
Marty, I know you only had an hour with us, so how much time do you have?
Oh, a little more here. But, you know, the thing I'm seeing, you know, in creation, doesn't God say after the creation, he said, and God looked, and it was good? It's like God's creation is perfect. It's good. You know, the beautiful sunrise and sunset and the beautiful oceans and all the food God supplied. And it seems to me that their hatred for God is so great that right. they want to take the goodness of God and the goodness of his creation and pervert that into being right. something that is not good. It's evil. It's evil to take little boys and inject their gonads and whack their penis off and turn it into a vagina. That is wicked beyond measure. I mean, this is beyond the sins. We ought to write a book, Beyond the Sin of Sodom. They've actually exceeded the sins of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Sodom couldn't scratch beyond. The surface of this one, no.
No, they've gone way beyond. They've pushed the envelope way past anything Sodom and Gomorrah ever did. And they got toasted by God.
Could you imagine Sodom heard about all this stuff we're talking about? They would be like, wow, we thought we were wicked. You know,
they're like, boy, they got some geniuses there. Yeah. Yeah, they sit around in their think tank labs just thinking about what evil they can do. That's how they spend their time. That's what they enjoy, is to actually get in their little think tanks and plan more evil against right. you and against me and against all of God's creation. Yeah, enough is enough. Who has had enough of this? Bring back Trump 2024. What is it, November 2nd? Yes. We need Donald Trump back, and we need to right this upside down ship and get the fish swimming right side up again. This is crazy.
Yeah.
It's insane.
It is. Alan, do you agree with us or, you know?
It's completely nuts. And in the meantime, what Christians should be doing is getting either Zoom accounts or free conference call accounts or free conference accounts. And having prayer meetings where you repent,
yeah.
you do communion, you worship the Lord Jesus for who he is, and then you just praise God and worship God and bind demons and devils that help wickedness in the land, and just do that do that every night. And then multiple people should have them every night. They used to have
That's right.
round-the-clock prayer meetings when there'd be Christian revivals where the most fire-breathing sermons you ever heard, where they'd make the most efforts to get everyone in there, and they'd fast, and then the weeping would start, and then the casting out of devils would start, and then it would start snowballing on itself, and all of a sudden you had a Christian revival going, and that's what we need in this land. This a whole set, you know, Second Chronicles 7:14. Everyone here knows it. I'm not one, we need God back. And then once God comes back, after we fulfill all the conditions to have a revival, God will do the revival, and he'll either save or he'll put down or force the arrest of all the wicked people in this land. So it definitely can be done. Christians, you know, start meetings, hold meetings on the phone. You don't have to. This is not, you know, 1950 where you couldn't have a free conference line or a Zoom call. You can just have you can do that now. You don't have to have people driving over. You can just have it all over the internet, where you just meet, repent, do communion, worship Jesus, repent, bind and break demons and witchcrafts, demon power and witchcraft, and just repeat, keep doing it. When I went to that 12-hour prayer meeting a few weeks ago, In the morning, I prayed in the spirit the whole 12 hours. I played the Psalms in my ears, you know, almost just about 12 hours. In the morning, I sat up and my back, which had been thrown out, got thrown back into place. And it made this cracking, grinding noise. And, you know, this backache was gone again.
Wow.
So God blessed me in that way. He cleared some confusion out of my head, out of the head of one of my friends. When you spend hours and hours and hours and hours seeking the Lord with either prayer, with either praises or worship and or fasting, you'll find out what God will do for you. And it'll be good. Amen.
Amen. Good word there, my friend.
Thank you, Richard. Well,
we're going to be summing up this rant show. This was a very, very therapeutic moment in my life. I know I've been ranting a lot lately because I'm able to do it on this platform, number one. And there was a lot of time coming for me to be able to do this. And it helps me tremendously to tell you what I really think about what I'm seeing is going on. And Alan's 100% correct there, where everybody should be praying for Donald Trump. We want him in the White House. You do not want these maniacs running the show. You do not. You do not. I know you think you do, but you don't. Stop it. You're sitting with liars. You're sitting with the evildoers. You're a link in that chain if you're voting for this. It's not of God, people. Stop it. And I'll tell you right now, we need to get more prayer meetings going. Thousands upon thousands of prayer meetings should be going on right now. If you got to find time, guys, we have prayer meeting. Join us. The Telegram link in the description of the show on Rumble and on the pod feed. Check us out. Join the group. If you need prayer, we're there to pray for you. We're also praying for certain things. Can you agree with us? Can you just agree? Is it that hard? Can you agree? Any two or more touching and agreeing? Let's do it, people. Let's not allow this to overtake us. The fish spinning around is a sign. Something is driving them mad. The madness of the rise of the satanic spawns is disturbing. Even nature itself is baffled at it. And we might see more of it.
Richard?
Yes, sir.
Sir, I just realized that, you know how Jesus said, I will make you fishers of men? And, having the fish spin around, it could be a prophetic sign of how people are going nuts in the current fake news climate. So, yeah, people are going nuts, and we're watching it, and the fish are might be a prophetic reflection of that. So, yeah, some dark days.
It's definitely a prophetic sign. It's a prophetic warning, for sure. They're worried about this spreading. Check it out. It's a bizarre phenomenon, guys. We got to keep our eyes on these things. It's prophetic signs of the times. Now, Wolfenstein, do you have a farewell token to gift the audience and listeners here before we head off the broadcast today?
Well, not a farewell, but closing. Closing thoughts. Let's say, you know, we're looking at this scenario. It's almost like a sci-fi flick. And, you know, like back to the Planet of the Apes or something. It's like completely upside down. And I'll tell you what will put things right side up. We need God back in America. We need God's goodness. We need his favor. We need his hand of blessing. God looked at creation. He said, it is good. And what God made is very good. We don't need to mess with that, people. So we need to, come November 2nd, we need to be voting for the future of America, for the future of our children. And we need to stop people that would want to literally pervert God's creation, destroy it. You know, there's a scripture that came to my mind, I think, that the Holy Spirit's quickening, where God says that time has come to destroy those who destroy the earth. Yeah, I think it's in the book of Revelation. You probably know, Rich. But it says the time has come to destroy those who destroy the earth. Well, they have an agenda to destroy God's good creation, to pervert it. But the scripture says there's a time coming very soon where God says it's time to destroy those who destroy the earth. So God does not take any pleasure in the corruption or perversion of his good creation. God said he made them male and female. Leave it alone, libtards. Leave it alone, satanic libtard, because you are in danger. Mark it down this day that you have been warned, that the prophetic warning has gone forth. Do not touch my creation, saith the Lord. Do not touch that which God has done, which he has declared his goodness over. God made creation. He said, look, he looked and he said, he beheld it and he said, it is good. It's good the way God made it. Don't mess with God's creation. Strong prophetic warning to those who would try to pass laws that would try to pervert the goodness of God and his creation. God said he made them male and female. Leave it alone, I'm telling you. As a prophet of God, I'm telling you, leave it alone or woe unto you, says the Lord.
Revelations 11:18.
Yeah. Don't touch that which God has declared is his goodness and that he has created and that he has blessed. Just don't do it. That's the warning. And don't vote for people who want to pervert God's creation. But vote for those who want to stand for Jesus Christ and his word and the good things he has done. Father, we ask right now that your goodness come back to America. Father, we pray right now. We agree. We ask everybody listening to agree. That we pray, God, we need your goodness. We need your favor. We need your blessing. Father, we say, bring back God into our government. Bring back God to America. Bring back the goodness to your creation and your blessing. Father, we turn from our evil ways. And Lord, we humble ourselves before you. And we ask you to cleanse the land, to forgive us, Lord. Forgive America for its sin. And Father, restore righteousness to this land. From sea to shining sea, let the righteousness of God flow. Let it dominion. They talk about dominion. Let the righteousness of God take dominion from sea to shining sea. Father, we ask it in Jesus' mighty name. And Father, we ask that you would be merciful to your people, your remnant, who are crying out to you. And Lord, who are like righteous Lot. Their soul is being vexed day and night as these perverted, twisted libtards try to destroy the goodness of your creation. Father, have mercy. And Father, we ask for a visitation of your spirit. And Father, we pray right now that you open our eyes and that you lead this nation back in a revival of repentance, oh God. A true revival of repentance back to the holiness of God. Father, we ask for it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
Amen. I would have gave Alan a little segment here, but you just took his time away.
Thanks, Wolfenstein.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Well, Alan, you can give Alan at least a little speech.
16 seconds? All right. 16 seconds. Okay. We're getting the word right now. Go ahead, Alan.
Everybody reaps what they sow. That's in Galatians 6:7 and Romans chapter 2, verse 6. And also it says in the Torah, be sure your sins will find you out. So make sure you're sowing good things. Make sure when depression or the devil comes along, you start praising God with joy. Amen. Because God will come through. Amen.
Good word. All right, we're watching radio.
I think he got it within 16 seconds, too.
I'm literally going to talk now, but we are getting ready to burn rubber out of here. We're going to upload this. Sorry for the rant again. I've been in rant mode. We're going to get back on teaching and preaching and the exciting things of faith, because we really need that. But I've just been in rant mode because I've been so disturbed on what I'm seeing going on. And to alert you on what's going on in nature down here in Florida with the fish, the prophetic signs that we're seeing and the confusion. So with that being said, I want to thank you, gentlemen, for taking time out of your busy schedule today to broadcast with us. And I will bid you a good day, sir and sir.
Thank you for having us, Richard. Always a
pleasure.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having us up, Richard. Have
God
a blessed
bless
week.
Bye, guys.
God bless
y'all. Bye.